Saturday, 4th of July, 1981. It's 3 p.m. precisely. Welcome to a new concept in sound broadcasting.
I'll be back in a short while with all the up-to-date information and news for you CBers out there, and I'll be giving you the EST Most Nourishing Station of the Week, which for you non-breaker folks, that's the cheapest petrol station in the area. Also, I'll be doing your dedications, which you can either write into us with, phone in, or even catch us on the side on 1-4. On the local music scene, which today I believe includes an interview with UB40. We've got the EST Good Beer Guide, telling you where to buy a decent pint in the Midlands, especially around the Birmingham area. The local chemist rotors, all your dedications, competitions. And we've got thousands of people milling in and out of the studio because it's our first transmission today. And all in all, it's sheer chaos.
Yeah.
That's 42-29-123. You're listening to EST, your alternative friend in sound. So now on EST, the happy sound of Saturday, it's Dave Cooper.
Many thanks indeed, Dave. Of July, welcome to Birmingham Independence Day. A lot about that one, the very first record on the very first EST, Electronic Sound Transmission, the Maddy Pryor Band, and Wake Up, England! Well, as Rick said in the introduction, total, absolute total chaos in the studio today. So if everything falls apart, don't be surprised. We've got about 10 people in here and we'll be saying hi to most of those during the next 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours or however long we manage to hold it all together. Greetings everyone from Dave Cooper. It's great to be here. We've made it. After many trials and tribulations and 2.5 years of planning, EST is finally on the air. And it feels great. Beaming our electrons to you on 94.3 EST. Yes, it's Birmingham Independence Day, 4th of July. A little bit different than American Independence Day. I've just got back from a couple of weeks over in West Coast America, which is quite good. Mind you, wish I was there tonight because the band Heart are headlining an open-air concert in San Francisco, supported by none other than Ozzy Osbourne and Pat Travers. Can't be bad, but back to more mundane things like Birmingham. What do we have here for you? Well, we don't have the weather that we had 5 years ago today, when we were in the middle of that very hot summer and the temperatures were in the 90s. Can't promise anything like that, but we'll try and warm you up and keep you happy on EST. During this show over the next hour or so, we've got greetings from all over Europe. We've got a good beer guide. We've got details of volunteer organisations, details of local information and events happening, and lots of music as well. And don't forget our address if you'd like to drop us a line with your ideas on our programmes, because we're here to serve you. Or you want a dedication or a request, or you work in a local band and you want some airplay, then please contact us. Our address, EST, Box 943, 190, that's 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham 16. Well, we do have a communication link currently operating, and a number to dial is 42 99 123. We've also got two or three competitions during the course of the broadcast, so stay tuned for those. You might win yourselves a good prize. One of the things we definitely intend to do on EST is give as much airplay as possible to local bands. And the very first one out of the bag is a band from South Birmingham. So we'd like to feature Dawnbreaker from a 4-track demo EP we received. This track's called The New Beginning.
Begin by inspiring stories.
Band there by the name of Dawnbreaker from South Birmingham, and they featured James Owen on vocals, Al Moore on guitar, Pete Collins on drums, and Alan Keeley on bass. And as I said before, that was from a four-track demo produced by Andy Ford and Dawnbreaker and engineered by Frank Scarth, and a very good band they are as well. Not sure if they've got any gigs lined up at the moment, but I will hopefully be doing an interview with them within the next couple of weeks, so we'll find out a little bit more about them. Talking of gigs, we do have a little bit of information for you. Of course, looking at the big events, first of all, Dylan at the NEC today and tomorrow. But if you don't know about that already, it's a bit late, I should imagine. And also today, 4th of July, the Quads are at Cannock Park. The Spoilers are at the Barrel Organ, and they're back again tomorrow lunchtime there as well. And Fire Clown play the Mercat Cross. I'll be at the Mercat Cross on Monday, that's the 6th, and on Tuesday at the Mercat Cross. There's somebody else who, I'll be perfectly honest, I can't read my writing. I've scribbled something down here. I can't read a word of it. That's typical, that is. Anyway, there's somebody there, so go along to the Mercat Cross on Tuesday. I'll move on swiftly on Wednesday, Lowdown International at the Golden Eagle. And Loud Noises at the Golden Eagle on the 9th. I think I better stop it there before I make any more mistakes. EST, the station that's ahead of its time. And just like you to imagine for a moment that you're ahead of time. And in fact, I want you to imagine that it's now 2030. Okay. Well, at 20:30 tonight, that's 8:30 to the uninitiated, it's your last chance to see the film The Competition at the Gaumont. And it seems quite good. I've seen the film. I haven't actually heard the soundtrack, but I saw the film on my way back from San Francisco. They were showing it on the plane. But I didn't have any headsets, you see, so I was just watching it. It was like one of these old silent movies. Oh, dear. I was saying earlier on that we've got greetings from all around the world, and first of all, from our twin city in Lyon in France, we've got a guy there by the name of Jean-Claude George.
Hello, I'm Jean-Claude George, and I'm doing a French programme on Empire Radio, a shortwave free radio station broadcasting each month from England. I would like to take this opportunity to wish a very good luck for the future of EST, this local free radio station broadcasting in Birmingham. And of course, I would like to play a French record especially for you, EST listeners. That's Jean-Patrick Capdevielle with Oh Chiquita. And if this song is not number one in France, it's number one at my personal top 10. Jean-Patrick Capdevielle, Oh Chiquita.
One. La caravane des montreurs de vertu vient de s'arrêter pour boire. Devant les bûchers, les prophètes ont crié, brûlé tous les étendards. Avec les mots qu'ils disaient sans comprendre, on leur a fait les linceuls pour s'étendre. Et moi qui étais venu là pour les entendre, j'ai compris qu'il était tard, je suis rentré. Mais les plombiers venaient de piéger ma chambre à l'hôtel de la Déroute. Et c'est le diable en personne qui est venu m'apprendre à payer le prix que ça coûte. Oh, Chiquita. L'apocalypse qui ont voulu me faire voir trop d'éclipses et j'ai froid. Chiquita. Chiquita. Près des anges aveugles au coin de ta rue, il y a l'homme en gris qui dit rien. Il regarde les néons qui réchauffent les statues des philosophes aux yeux peints. Derrière l'église, il guette un air d'harmonieur. Dans sa valise, il cache un vieux métronome. La pauvre Élise lui dit, c'est tout ce que tu me donnes. Et y'a personne ici pour lui dire son chemin. Alors il me demande si c'est encore loin, l'hôtel de la Déroute. Et moi, mystérieusement, je lui réponds, tu sais le prix que ça coûte. Tu dis qu'on change rien tant qu'on se change pas. Quand je t'écoute, j'entends que des mots d'ordre. Quand je te touche, tu dis pas de désordre. Quand je dis j'ai pas de camp, tu veux me mordre. T'as jamais pu accepter mon chaos. Tu prétends que j'arriverai bien avant toi à l'hôtel de la Déroute. Moi je sais pas très bien ce que ça pourra, faut toujours payer le prix que ça coûte. Chiquita. Chiquita, laisse-moi dormir dans tes bras. Y'a les pantins de la l'apocalypse, si on voulait faire voir trop d'éclipses, et j'ai moi, Chiquita.
Electro Super Beam on 94.3 EST 4299123.
Hello over there in England, this is Ulf from Germany, wishing you all the best, and I hope you like the show of EST. Here's a record for everybody in Birmingham, England, directly from Germany, the German rock group Scorpion.
grief. Put loud headphones on there and you can have your ears syringed at the same time. That was Greetings from Germany with the rock group The Scorpions. And thanks there to Ulf in our twin city of Frankfurt. And before that, Greetings from France, our twin city of Lyon. FM 94.3 EST, drop us a line, box number 94.3190, Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham 16, or give us a ring right now. Requests, dedications and that sort of thing only on the phone lines at the moment, please. Not reception reports. The lines will remain open for about 15 minutes at the end of the transmission for your reception reports when our engineers will be on hand. At the moment, please confine it to comments and requests, dedications and what have you. If you want to leave your name and address, we'll gladly send you more information on EST, providing an alternative service on the radio on a Saturday afternoon. Well, makes a change from Paul Gambaccini. Or what have you got on the others? Sport on 2, Sport on Radio Birmingham, Sport on Beacon, Sport on Mercia Sound, and Sport with that chap Butler on BRMB.
He does a wondrous show on a Saturday, really. And it goes from 2 p.m. through to 7 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. It's all sport. And as you know, if you listen to a lot of local radio, they do a tremendous amount of phone-ins, right? And Butler does an immense amount of them. But the thing is, he's a very controversial character and tends to sort of have a go at people. And people phone him up and disagree with him. To such a degree, they've had to introduce a four-second delay on the transmission. Right? So what happens is he does the phone call with the guy, you know, it goes onto a piece of tape, right, a long piece of tape, 4 seconds later, it hits the head, and you hear it. And the engineer that's listening has got 4 seconds to get the obscenities out. Right? And he does it by interjecting the jingle, which goes, BRMB Radio. And it's fascinating on a Saturday, you know, you're listening to him, and he's on the line there. Right, it's back to the lines, and it's Brian on line 4. Coming, Brian on line 4. Just, hello, Tone, I'd just like to say I think you ought to shove that microphone right up your VRM. Everyone in Birmingham is praying for the engineer to miss. And he gets lovely people phoning him in, you know, particularly on Saturday, like after the games, you know. They go, hello, Tone? What about the Villa then, eh? Yeah, what about them? Thanks, Tone. Hello, Tone, I was down the Villa today and they were magic. Andy Gray hit this one ball, if he'd have gone in the net, he'd have been a goal. He does competitions for me. This week's competition, it's for 2 free tickets for last year's cup final. What are Trevor Francis's initials? It's a tough one this week, isn't it? Hello, Tone, is it 1968? Yeah, you've won, you're the nearest. A true story, a true Butler story. It was when a couple of seasons ago, Albion were doing very well, and they had a very good chance of going up into the first division. And right, everyone knew they were going up to the first division in Birmingham anyway, because Butler predicted them to go down. You know. And they came towards the end of the season. They had to play Oldham, right? And they went up to Oldham. If they beat Oldham, they would go up into the first division. And Butler gets one of his henchmen to cover the game because it's very important, you know, and God knows where he gets these people from at all. I think he pops out into the street and says, hey, you! Do you want to go up to Oldham?
Okay.
So he sends this geezer up called Harry Tuthui, and he keeps doing reports for you over the phone. Now, this is Harry Tuthui, BRMB Radio, and the Albion are playing very well. Back to you, Tom. End of the game came, the Albion had won 1-0, right? And so they've got to do something special. So Tony gets hold of Harry off here. He says, Harry, he said, do something special. Go and get one of the Albion players. We'll do an interview over the lines. All right. He went, right, Tone. So he toddled away. He came back. He said, hello, Tone. Yes, Harry. He says, I've got John Osborne, the Albion goalkeeper. He's going to do an interview with me. All right. He went, right, stick with him, Harry. He says, after the break, I'll announce it. So they play the commercial break. After the commercial break, Tony's there. What a fantastic day this is for West Bromwich Albion. They've smashed Oldham 1-0 and hammered their way into the first division, like what I predicted. Well, almost. And as it's a special day for the Albion, our man at the match, Harry Tuthui, is talking to none other than the Albion goalkeeper, John Osborne. Come in, Harry! 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 Hello, Tone! Tone is pissed off!
Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light.
Dave Cooper on EST, and I wanted to play a classic on this, our opening broadcast, and after a lot of thought chose that one from 5 years back, Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Blinded by the Light, a Bruce Springsteen composition of course, and we'll be hearing more from Bruce a little bit later on. Before that, a classic comedy sketch from the local comedian Jasper Carrot, doing a bit of a Butler rip-off, and who can blame him? Comedy is one of the things we like to feature on the rest of the coming weeks. If you've got any favourite comedy artists, let me know, either drop me a line to Box 943190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham 16. Hope you got all that down, or give me a ring anytime during our programming hours on 42 99 123.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, nurse. I've come in answer to your advert on the wall next to the Eagle Laundry in Pelham Road.
An advert? Pelham Road?
Yes, your poster. You must have seen it. There's a nurse pointing at you, a Red Cross lady, actually, I believe, with a moustache and a beard.
Hmm?
Well, a pencil in, of course. It says, your blood can save a life.
Oh, I see. You wish to become a blood donor.
I certainly do. I've been thinking about this for a long time. No man is an island, young lady. To do one unselfish act with no thought of profit or gain is the duty of every human being. Something for the benefit of the country as a whole. What should it be, I thought? Become a blood donor or join the Young Conservatives? But as I'm not looking for a wife and I can't play table tennis, here I am.
For further information on becoming a blood donor, contact the Regional Blood Transfusion Service, 1.
Best of luck. Just think Cliff Richard might get yours. That'll slow him down a bit.
Public service broadcasting for you on EST. And if you're involved in any local charitable event or organisation or whatever, let me know, because we'd like to feature you. It's our intention to tell you what's going on the sort of voluntary organisation front here on EST. And being as it's the International Year of Disabled People, thought we'd start today by looking at a few organisations for the handicapped. And as it's the summer season, thinking of holidays, and the Birmingham Organisation of Holidays for the Handicapped may be able to help a handicapped person if they're having difficulty getting fixed up for a holiday. Why not contact the liaison officer? It's a Mr. E. Jones, and the address is 310 Green Meadow Road, Selly Oak, Birmingham 29. They provide information on holidays for the handicapped. That's the Birmingham Organisation of Holidays for the Handicapped. Liaison officer, Mr. E. Jones, 310 Green Meadow Road, Selly Oak, Birmingham 29. You can give him a call on 475 6153. The Seals Club is a club which organises swimming for the disabled. and it takes place every Monday evening from 8 o'clock at Tudor Grange Swimming Baths in Blossomfield Road, Solihull, and qualified swimming instructors and lifesavers are always in attendance. So if you're handicapped, or again if you know anybody who's handicapped and they'd perhaps like to go swimming, then the person there to contact is the secretary, Miss Fellows. That's Miss Fellows at 27 Cedars Avenue, Acocks Green, Birmingham 27. That's 27 Cedars Avenue, Acocks Green, Birmingham 27 for the Seals Club, Swimming for the Disabled. The telephone number in this particular case is 707-0373. 707-0373 for the Seals Club. And finally, in this section, the British Sports Association for the Disabled, the West Midlands region. They provide sporting opportunities for the disabled through clubs throughout the West Midlands. And any disabled person interested in competitive sport should contact the secretary. And the secretary of the West Midlands branch is Mr. E. Tonks, who lives at 152 Calshot Road, Birmingham 42. I believe that's a great bar address, isn't it? Yes, Mr. E. Tonks, 152 Calshot Road, Birmingham 42. The number there for the British Sports Association for the Disabled is 357-5190. And if you missed any of that and you want it repeated, then drop me a line, Dave Cooper at EST. Give you the address a bit later on, and I'll send you a note through the post, or I'll even give you a ring. I might do that. What else is happening Birmingham this week? Well, big event at Tyseley Railway Station, or Railway Depot, that is. The highlight of the 1981 season at the Birmingham Railway Museum will be the first ever appearance in the city of the working replica of the famous 1829 Rocket locomotive, direct from a visit to the USA. The Steam Week is running from now until July the 12th and offers a varied programme of events, the Rocket being in steam daily until the 9th of July, while Lion, the world's oldest steam locomotive, will be in steam throughout the whole period. Visitors will have a rare opportunity to ride in replica 150-year-old carriages behind these famous locomotives. So why not have a look down at Tyseley Railway Museum this week? Something else happening in the area. Well, today, I won't tell you about this because you might want to rush out and miss EST, but today is actually Acocks Green Carnival Day, running from 12.30, so you've missed most of it until around about 6pm. And looking ahead to next week, Hall Green Methodist Youth Club are holding a performance, or several performances, of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And I'll give you a rundown of where it's going to be over the next few days. On Monday, 6th of July, it's at Water Orton Methodist Church on Birmingham Road, Water Orton. Tuesday the 7th of July, Trefoil House, Brownsea Drive, Holloway Head, Birmingham 1. Wednesday, 8th of July, at Chilvers Coton Methodist Church, Edward Street, Nuneaton. That's a bit far to travel, isn't it? On Friday the 10th of July at Dorwich Methodist Church, Mill Lane in Dorwich. And on Saturday the 11th of July, the High Spot, Birmingham Central Hall, Corporation Street in Birmingham. Ah, and having read all those out, I see a note at the bottom which says Tuesday night, not open to the public. But you can see Hall Green Methodist Youth Club's performance of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat on Monday at Water Orton, Wednesday at Nuneaton, Friday at Dorwich, and Saturday in Birmingham Central Hall. And they're all evening performances starting at 8 o'clock. Enough of me yakking. Let's have somebody else yakking. And we say a warm welcome on EST to Paul Matthews, who's joined us to give you drinkers some idea of where to buy the best beer.
Hello, I'm Paul Matthews, and I'm going to be here once a month with EST's Pub of the Month. The recent return of hand pumps in the Woodman, Wells Street, Hockley makes this pub my first selection. The M&B Mild is the only cask-conditioned beer available and is a smooth, slightly sweet beer with a creamy, Guinness-like head. If you can visit the Woodman on a lunchtime, all the better, because the sandwiches, rolls and cobs are great. The generous meat fillings hang over the edges. The pub features hundreds of interesting items of bric-a-brac, both in the lounge and bar, so pop in both. These range from old medicine bottles to copper milk churns. The Woodman, Well Street, Hockley, an M&B pub that's the first EST pub of the month. As this weekend is the station's official opening, I'd like to wish all at the station the best for the future. And now I'll play you one of my favourite local bands, Ricky Cool and the Rialtos. And this one, Saturday Night's a Party Night.
Cool and the Rialtos, the choice there of Paul Matthews. Many thanks indeed. We look forward to hearing you on the airwaves of EST again in the very near future. Your alternative friend in sound, EST 94.3 FM, broadcasting from now onwards every Saturday afternoon from 3 p.m. and on the second and fourth Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. And also tomorrow, 5th of July, we'll be repeating a sort of condensed version of this broadcast from 5 p.m. in the afternoon. If you've missed any of it so far, tune in again at 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. EST, Box 943190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham 16 is our address, or our communication link landline number 4299123. good afternoon. If you've just joined us, many thanks for doing so. Hope you're enjoying the opening programmes of EST on Birmingham Independence Day. Talk of independence, Bruce Springsteen had a record by the name of Independence Day on his last album, The River, and we'll play that right after a few clicks and bangs, because it's total chaos in here, as I said earlier on, and the record has slipped since I've been talking. It's no longer queued up, so we'll see what we can do about getting Bruce on in just a couple of seconds.
Thank you.
appropriate record to play there on this 4th of July, and that was Bruce Springsteen from the album The River, and a piece of music entitled Independence Day. Little competition now, the first of about three that you'll hear on the broadcast today. What I'd like to know, and the prize on this one is a current top 50 album of your own choice, so when you're sending in your answers, make sure you say what album you want if you're the lucky one out of the hat. The question is this. A member of the Pink Floyd rock group is quite an accomplished sportsman. Who is he and what sport does he partake in? Okay, a member of the Pink Floyd rock group is quite an accomplished sportsman. Who is he and what sport does he partake in? And if you send your entries through to EST Box 943190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham 16, then we'll put all the correct ones in a hat and draw out a winner. And don't forget to say what top 50 album you would like to receive if you are the winner. No telephone entries, please, on that one. Written entries only. Coming towards the end of my hour and a bit with you on EST on this official opening today, me being Dave Cooper, I'd like to squeeze in a couple of more records if I can, and this next one going out to everybody who's helped get EST on the air. It's taken a long time to get this far, just about 2.5 years we've been in the planning stage now, so a particular thanks must go out to my financial partner Rick St. James, and also to everybody else who's helped so much behind the scenes. In particular, names coming to mind are Albert Hall and Nick and Mick and loads of others, people like Taffy, we mustn't miss out, and just so many more that if I went on all day I'd be here till midnight, which I can't be. So simply play a record for all of the people involved in getting EST on the air. Special record comes from Rita Coolidge and it's entitled My Crew.
Can I sing a song for you? My crew, like the song I used to play, gone so long before you missed me. I didn't even know I was a gypsy. I'm singing this song because my eyes are misty.
see. We'll lay our burdens down and play for free. We'll laugh and cry as egos die, and we'll be coming home. One day.
Beautiful record, that was Sarita Coolidge, and it's called My Crew, and going out especially to everybody who's helped behind the scenes to get EST on the air. Well, for myself, Dave Cooper, that's just about it for today, so I'll probably pop in before the end of the transmission, but for now I'll hand the air chair over to Mike Brown. And then we've got George Day and Martin and all sorts of people coming along. Albert Hall will be dropping in as well. Rick St. James coming back with the breaker spot. So lots of entertainment left on EST on this Saturday afternoon. So I'll see you around for regular programmes every Saturday at 3 o'clock. But for now, bye-bye. Leave you with a very special record on this very special opening broadcast. Comes from the Loving Awareness Band off the Loving Awareness album, and it's simply called Love You to Know.
I would love you to know what it's all about, the effects that it has upon me. There is something within you without a doubt. Do you know like to be free? Something I'd like you to know. If you knew, would you cease to deceive me? Something I'd like you to see. If you see, will you believe?
Clive. Super program.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love. Though that was so strong. Yeah. As I still walk on, I think of the things we've done together.
Big high, 94.3 megahertz FM is the frequency you're tuned to, and the name of the station is EST. My name's Mike Brown, this is Bonnie Raitt and a song called Runaway. Certainly hope that that's something you're not going to do, at least for the next 45 minutes or so, because we've got lots of very good music. We think it's very good anyway, sure you're going to enjoy it as well. Information and perhaps just a little bit of comedy for you, so why not stay tuned to your alternative friend in sound?
E-S-T.
Here we go.
sound of Mott the Hoople on EST, and a track called All the Way from Memphis. All the way from Memphis. Are you having trouble getting satisfaction? Well, don't worry, because so are Devo. Communication link is now open, which means if you'd like to contact us right now, then the number to dial or key in if you've got a flash one is 42 99 123. That's 42 99 123. Dial those figures right now, that'll put you in touch with us, and we look forward to hearing from you. Alternatively, you can write to us at EST. And the address to do so, if you'd like to write in with a request, dedication, or information about the station, or anything at all, the address to write to is EST, Box 943, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham. That's EST, Box 943, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, in Birmingham.
And barracks right under their noses, right under their feet. Everything we need, banks, prisons, and schools. We'll send scouting parties to collect books and stuff, and men like you will teach the kids, not poems and rubbish, science, so we can get everything working. We'll build villages and towns, and we'll play each other at cricket. Listen. Maybe one day we'll capture a fighting machine, eh? Learn how to make them ourselves and then... Wallop! Our turn to do some wiping out. Whoosh with our heat ray. Whoosh! And them running and dying. Beaten at their own game.
We'll be right back. domination of the earth is fading fast, and out of the confusion the chance has come at last to build a better future from the ashes of the past in a brand new world. With just a handful of men, we'll start all over again. He soon becomes a slave in cages of convention, from the cradle to the grave. The weak fall by the wayside, but the strong will be saved in a brave new world. With just a handful of men, we'll start all over again. Trying to tell you what to be. Oh no, not me. But if mankind is usable, the people have to be. From the ashes that phoenix will arise in a brand new world. With just a handful of men, we'll start all over again. Look around you at the world you've loved so well, and bid the aging empire of man a last farewell. It may not sound like heaven, but at least it isn't hell. It's a breaking world. With just a handful of men, we'll start all over again. All over again. All over again. All over again.
and starting all over again. A second chance. We'll even build a railway and tunnel to the coast. Go there for our holidays. Nothing can stop men like us. I've made a start already. Come on down here, have a look.
David Essex there, and Brave New World, ably assisted by Mr. Richard Burton from Jeff Wayne, double album set War of the Worlds. This is EST 94.3 MHz FM, every Saturday afternoon, 3 to 5pm, and the second and fourth Sunday evening of each month, 7 to 9pm. If you'd like to contact us right now, then the number to call is 42 99 123. That's 42 99 123. Or you can drop us a letter to EST, Box 943-190, Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham. That's EST, Box 943-190, Monument Road, Edgbaston, in Birmingham. And Damon Carroll wrote to us at that very address, because today is Carroll's birthday. And Dave wrote to us and asked us if we'd play Stars on 45, especially for Carol, and wish her a very happy birthday. No chance. But you can have this one from the Pretenders.
That's it.
Moving through the Cleveland heat, how delicious. Taking laughing all the kicks are so delicious. You know how to shit in bricks, cause I ain't.
That's it.
Make me wanna. Make me wanna. Make me make it. And Euclid Avenue was real.
For sure.
Hotels still ain't coming into view. How? It's a pity that she bruised my hip, cause I
for sure.
Shouldn't have shown me manners, still guilty.
For sure.
Commit me, Bonner. Commit me, Bonner. Commit me, Megan.